Who is best qualified to govern us? Abraham, in the area of government, who do you feel among us is the best qualified to set the standards, terms, and conditions of life for the rest of us?
Your question leads us back to an earlier mentioned flawed premise, that there are right ways to live and wrong ways to live, and therefore your objective as a society is to eventually find the right way to live and then to convince all others to agree or comply with this right way. The diversity of your planet is of tremendous value and benefit, because from variety springs all new ideas and expansion. Without the diversity, there would be complacency and endedness. Let us carry the flawed premise a bit further by pretending that your current population were to come into complete agreement with one another. Let us say that by persuasion or coercion, you came to a worldwide consensus on the proper way to live. But new babies are being born every day from their powerful non-physical vantage points of understanding, and they are seeking diversity. It is such a perfect process where a small portion is coming into your environment through birth, and a small portion is leaving by death, while the largest part of your population remains, providing you with both continuity and stability. As individuals living life, you are individually, but also collectively, making constant vibrational requests about an improved life upon your planet, and there is no possible way that you can individually or collectively cease the offering of these vibrational requests, and the responsive universe steadily responds to those requests. That stable, central part of your population that we were just speaking of usually stubbornly holds to its limited beliefs by attention to what is, which prevents it from receiving the immediate benefit of the improvement it is seeking. But then the old, and therefore more set in their ways, among you die, while the open and eager ones are born, and so life continues to improve in response to the asking that life summons from you. There are many who would argue that there are ideologies that are more conducive to a better life, and that even within those ideologies there are those who are better suited to lead and guide and make laws and decide what is the better approach to life. And all of that molding of the clay of your lives is pleasurable and satisfying. But there is something very much larger than that happening upon your planet. You are billions of people living the perfect diversity, just as you knew you would, constantly asking for improvement and thereby setting up for the next generation that improved life experience. If you understood that and no longer clamored for the one right way to live, things would go better for you sooner. So the answer to your question, who among us is the best qualified to set the standards, terms, and conditions of life for the rest of us? No one is more qualified than you to set the standards for you. But there is nothing to worry about, because you cannot cease making your requests, and Source never ceases answering them. And when you, right here, right now, no longer offer resistance to what you are asking for by focusing on the opposite of it, it will reveal itself in your life experience immediately. In other words, if you focus upon something that your government or someone in leadership is doing that pleases you, then you are not resistant to the things you have chosen by the living of your life. But if you are bothered by something you see and are chronically pushing against it, you then use that unwanted thing as your reason to hold yourself in resistance to what you have chosen. Appreciate your government or any other in every way you can, and in doing so you will not disallow the thriving that is already set up for you and by you that is on its way to you. The powerful law of attraction, always, no exceptions, is best qualified to deliver to you the standards that your own individual lives have set.